There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Thanks so much indeed to all of the guests thus far. Lots of comments coming through on the text message system, which is 4001. We're also getting comments coming through via our Twitter system as well, at DubaiEye1038FM. Hanan?
Yep, we've got Rania messaged in. School buses are so expensive, we find it cheaper to take the kids ourselves, although it is hard to manage with our schedules. And Sonia says, no to school buses, I prefer to collect my kids because at least you are in full control. We've also had a message in on our Twitter. We've been asking you about buying school uniforms, if you're buying secondhand school uniforms. And this is a message in saying, buying secondhand cuts a lot of costs. A dress that costs new 190 dirhams can be bought for 30 or 40 dirhams. Shirts go for 10 to 20 dirhams. So lots of savings. You can contact us on our Twitter handles at DubaiEye1038FM. Keep the messages coming in.
I don't know if it's me, and I need to touch some wood here. Touch me, Ed. Because I walked out the door this morning and went, that's nice. It was pleasant. The temperature was nice. There was a nice breeze as well. I might be a little bit premature, but is there a change? Is there a change afoot? Or are we just being blessed with a nice bit of cool weather at the moment? It was certainly pleasant coming into work. Not sure if that's the case when I walk out from work as well. And talking of work, with the summer holiday season coming to an end, many of us, I'm sure, have that September back to school feeling. It's encroaching at the moment. Back to school for students and parents, but back to school feeling for those having to get back to the daily routine, to get back to their desks as well. So how do you beat those blues, those summer holiday blues? Got a bit of a few numbers to throw at you, because as many as 39% of people here in the UAE and Saudi Arabia feel anxious about returning to work or school following the summer holidays. That's according to YouGov, a survey commissioned by e-commerce shopping platform AliExpress, which included 1,200 participants. The data also found that 56% of people experience post-holiday blues or even mild depression or anxiety after the end of the holidays, resulting in mood swings, sleepless nights and lower productivity at work. To give us her thoughts on these findings, and of course the whole how to beat the blues with advice, is head of psychology at Heriot Watt University's Dubai campus, not a million miles from our new broadcast offices here in Dubai Media City. We've got Dr. Annie Crooks joining us live on the line. Annie, lovely to speak to you.
Hi.
Thanks very much indeed for being with us here on the show. Again, I'm using research to kickstart our conversation today, Annie. Is there any big surprise that over a third of us feel anxiety, even mild depression, about getting back to school or back to work?
Well, no, it's certainly something that we've all felt. And from the sort of psychology perspective, although it's not a recognized disorder, it's certainly been acknowledged as a common feeling that people get either post sort of summer holidays, vacations, or even kind of post-holiday seasons as well, things like Christmas and Eid, where you have lots of family celebrations.
In terms of trying to, I mean, I wanted to sort of flip it on its head for a moment, because we're talking about those that are looking to beat the blues as well. Are there certain characters, there are certain individuals who like to get back into the routine, who need that routine?
Well, of course, some people are very routine-driven, but those people may well have made a routine out of their holiday season as well. So I think that there are personalities that may feel the anxiety and the sort of sadness of coming back off a holiday, certainly more than others. And those might be people who tend to ruminate, who tend to kind of think, you know, overthink about, oh, what we're missing, that fear of missing out, those kind of personality types may suffer a little bit more from having to come back into the daily routine. But it's certainly, you know, something that we all can feel. And it is, like you say, a kind of a mild depression might be the sort of feeling that we have. But there are lots of ways that we can combat that.
Go on then. How do you shake it off?
So I think the important thing is to become more mindful of the positives in your everyday life. So one of the things about post-holiday blues is that, you know, when we're on holiday or we have a break from our daily routine, even if we're staying, having a staycation, you know, we're out of that routine. We don't have the commute to work. We don't have the responsibilities. We haven't got to get the kids to school on time. All of those sort of little daily stressors. And so when we come back into the daily, the sort of standard routine, we're quite hyper aware of the negatives, you know, of those little stresses, of the things that keep us tied down and responsible and those pressures. But actually our daily lives, you know, do have a lot of positives to them as well. So instead of getting caught up in the sensitivity to, oh, you know, now I have to do this, now, you know, now I'm not free to lie in bed all day, to start thinking about, oh, well, actually, it was a pleasant day this morning. And I am lucky to be living in a place, you know, where it's sunny most days. And I am lucky to be able to have holidays. I could plan my next holiday. So to think about the positives in your everyday life, and to be more mindful of those, to kind of combat this idea that you're now missing out on something because you come back.
Hi, Dr. Annie Hanan here. And also, you know, we've talked about obviously what type of feelings we can have, you know, obviously the stress going back to work. But what about for children going back to school? I mean, what signs should we look out for if maybe they're not able to express the anxiety they're feeling? And how can we deal with children with anxiety?
So children, particularly young children, won't obviously express their kind of emotions and their sort of mental state in the same way that we as adults will. They won't have the language to communicate that. But so they'll tend to talk about it in physical terms. So they'll say that they feel sick. They don't want to go to school because they feel sick. Their tummy hurts. Maybe their head hurts. They have headaches. You may see that they, you know, don't want to get out of bed. They seem really quite sort of sleepy and reluctant to get up in the mornings and to be awake, and they want to have naps or things like that. So you'll see these kind of physical symptoms which they're expressing, but is actually an expression of how they're feeling emotionally.
And how can we ease them back into school so it's not so painful and sort of calm them down, make them feel less anxious?
Well, I liked the idea that you had earlier about practicing a week before, because, of course, the big change for children may be that they now have to get up quite early. I mean, it's relatively unnatural for children to get up quite so early as we have to make them for the school days and, of course, the commute to school. So practicing that the week before, a couple of weeks before, you know, oh, you know, let's start to get up at 6 a.m. again. And do things that practice that routine and get back into the swing of it. So it's not quite a shock, and it's not quite so pressured when it is real and you do have to get them to school on time. So I think that's a very good idea. And of course, again, sort of looking at focusing on the positives. So the first couple of days back to school, some children may find that very exciting. They get to see their friends again. Others may find that sort of anxious, having to go back to the pressures and the routine of school. But talking to them at the end of the school day, what was good? What fun did you have today? You know, which of your friends did you see? How did they talk about their holidays? So keeping it positive and focusing on what's good in their everyday life.
It was just a text message through from Kerry out there talking about getting back to work. And this one's from Kerry saying, how do I beat the blues? ? I consider the things that I love about my job, and then I always ask my boss if I can do more of them. I like jumping in at the deep end to get straight back into it. Is that one way to do it?
Yes, I think that's a very positive attitude to have. I mean, this may also be a time to have a kind of clear out sort of mentally, you know, and time for a change. So you're feeling the blues coming back to the office. Think about what you actually do enjoy about your job and what you don't enjoy about your job. Why are you feeling this way about coming back to the office? And making it a time of change, making positive changes, like your caller says about finding new challenges, asking for new challenges, keeping yourself busy. It may be that you want to do that sort of a new plan for exercise or hobbies outside of work. But seeing this as an opportunity rather than a constant rumination on what you're missing.
Yeah, picking up on that, actually, I was just about to ask you, would hobbies, exercise, these types of things take your mind off it and help you relax and make you feel less anxious as well in the workplace?
Yes, certainly. I mean, all of the evidence says that particularly exercise, any kind of physical exercise, is fantastic for your mental health and can definitely combat the sort of symptoms of mild kind of depression, anxiety. So it is very important to have that that routine. And often when we're feeling a bit down and we're feeling a bit like we have these blues, you know, that's the time when we end up just sitting on the couch, you know, watching TV instead, sort of thinking how sort of bad our life is. But in fact, it's the time when you should force yourself to get out there and do some exercise, and it absolutely will combat that feeling.
I suppose the million-dollar question is Dr. Annie Crooks ready for back to school, back to work in the next couple of weeks?
We never stopped working at Heriot-Watt University.
That's the right answer as well. Just one final one very quickly before I let you go, because it's just popped into our inbox here. Somebody texting in and saying, I read a recent Gallup poll whilst I was on my holidays saying people who smile and laugh at work are more engaged in their job. So my advice, just laugh more.
Yep, absolutely. That's a good note to end on. Just have fun at work as much as you can.
As much as you can. Not too much fun, though. Dr. Annie Blesser, thanks so much indeed. Looking forward to chat with you in the coming weeks and months. But thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Dr. Annie Crooks joining us live on the line there. You can find Annie at the Heriot-Watt University's Dubai campus, where she is the head of psychology.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.